firstly, thank you all for coming.
As the sun set on the bank holiday weekend, a few hundred people gathered in Minehead's Wellington Square in the centre of this town. Young and old, carrying banners, wearing T-shirts, holding badger puppets to mark what they believe is the beginning of something which is both cruel and unnecessary, the Badger Cull. The government-led pilot schemes in both West Gloucestershire and West Somerset will see around 5,500 badgers culled in a drive to reduce the spread of bovine TB, something people here think is the wrong approach.
I'm just really passionate about animals, and I just don't think any animals should be harmed. We've always managed in the past, so why can we not manage in the future? I just don't think any animals should be shot.
I'm Diane Acton. I live near Wellington, which is sort of on the edge of the cull zone, and I'm just appalled that they're even thinking about wiping out my badger population in my area. I think it's wicked.
What do you say to, because the other side of the argument is, you know, farmers who say we need to do something and successive governments, whatever colour, have failed us and we need something now.
I think the farmers, lots of farmers have been bamboozled into it. It seems that the government just want to do something to win votes.
As the light faded, people on the square lit candles and lanterns in what they say was a vigil to the innocent badgers set to be slaughtered in the coming weeks. Adrian Coward from the Somerset Badger Group says he hopes events like this one will help raise awareness.
We need to make sure the public get to understand what's happening, and this is all about public awareness, bringing it to people's minds and let them understand the scale of the operation is proposed. We're talking about killing 5,500 badgers across Somerset and Gloucestershire. That's on the basis that they're going to be culling for 6 weeks, 42 nights. That's 130 a night. And if you wanted a more graphic representation, then if you drove from Taunton to Bristol along the M5 motorway, there'd be a dead badger every 10 metres. That's how many is involved. It's like a small part of the county. It's a huge slaughter of animals.
Do you think across the UK, apart from obviously in Gloucestershire and Somerset, the hotspots, do you think the rest of the public are aware of this?
Well, I think the public are aware generally. I mean, I don't really see Somerset as a hotspot. I mean, if you drove down here today, which you probably did from Taunton or Bridgewater, I don't expect you to see more than a handful of cows. I mean, this is not a hotspot TB in general. There are problems with TB and cattle in this area, but not a general hotspot. I think there's much more to this area being chosen than bovine TB.
Adrian and hundreds of others across the West Country are undertaking nightly patrols of country lanes looking for wounded badgers. They say they won't break the law.
We're in the middle of the West Somerset cull zone and we're looking for signs of badger activity. Lots of sets around in this area, and hopefully the badgers are all quite happy and quite peaceful at the moment.
Obviously, big group of us here today, right next to some farms. Do you feel that, you know, in terms of intimidation-wise, do you feel it could be on both sides, that it could be a level of intimidation?
It's a very controversial and divisive issue. Mm-hmm. I know that there have been problems with people who have been, you know, whose emotions have been taken over. But hopefully, and I'm from my experience, all the protests and have been quite passive and very restrained. I've not seen anybody doing anything illegal.